the last 2 weeks of.
We'll start from yesterday's Mishnah of Da'al on the base. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam Omer. Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam says, Hashaychet es ha-pchoir. If you shech the pchoir, oisem mokam be-kaifit, you take a long knife and you make space over there because you have to shave the hair of the before you shech. The problem is if the knife gets entangled in the hair, it's called chaluda, it's hidden. And if it's buried, it's not kosher. So you have to, that's why they shave by lamb, you know, they shave the wool off. So you, now you're not allowed to shear a pchoir. So you take a knife and you put it over there and you part the hair, mekanu mekan, v'toilish esasar. Instead of shearing it, you pluck it. Whatever you pluck, leave it there, and therefore you're allowed to. Now, why exactly you're allowed to pluck the hair? We'll see in more chakir in a minute. Likewise, you're allowed to pluck the hair in order to see the space of the mum. You want to show it to a rav, to a kohen or rav. So therefore, you want to make it visible. You're allowed to remove the hair. So the same way, plucking it. Amar Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam. The halacha is like Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam. Amboy menem Rav Huna. They ask Rav Huna a question. What about kinegde be yomtiv? If you did the same, you want you lot of shecht and yomtiv. You now do any malacha you could have done before shchita, but it's fresher, so you allowed to do it on yomtiv itself. Now luchayda parting the hair, you could have shaved it yesterday, so you did, but you didn't. Can you do with this same chachma here? You know, by plucking it. Mao. So it's most like this. Time or did Rabbi Yesi depends. If the reason. Sorry. Yeah, generally chulam. So let's understand Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam. Is time that Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam is a svara Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam mishum de kasava. Toilish lav hanu gezes. Is it because you nala do gziza shearing, but plucking is not shearing? That's why. That's the only reason why you mutter by b'chay. Then you're not allowed to because plucking is one of the malachas. Then have oike davar gedulai. Then it's the same thing. You're oike davar megedulai, which is the one of the malachas called kaitzer according to Rashi. So therefore you're not allowed to. Oydil ma ba'al masava Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam toilish hanu gezes. Or perhaps. We're doing yesterday's Gemara, so you still have time. We're doing yesterday's Gemara. I dilma ba'alma savari hold Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam toilish hainu gezes. Or maybe no, he holds the plucking or shearing is exactly the same thing. No, so why are you allowed to do it by a b'chayr? You know why? Behind the time of the shoyd, have a dovashem eskaven. It was unintentional. Now, what do you mean by unintentional? So Rashi says over here is that you didn't go out to pluck. You went out to part the hair, and while you're parting the hair, things get fall out. It's ainim eskaven. Taste has a big problem, so it's not even talking about the same scenario. You know, the posture of the thing is, it's the same situation, you did it for the same reason, the question is, what's the heter? Here, there's two different situations. One is he intended to pluck, one is he didn't. So Taste talks about, in both cases, he didn't intend to pluck. But the first way, it's also the only reason why it's mutter because Taylor's not geizes, and the second way, it's mutter because it's ain't miskaven. If the word is because it's unintentional, Yontav also ain't miskaven mutter. Omri told him, Zilu shailu l'chanana, go ask him chanana. The Talmud of Rav. E Omal Halacha Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam. If he rules like Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam, then if Shidluchu, I will tell you to resolve you this question. Because if the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yesi ben Amshulam, then therefore that means that why that it's Asr, then for sure Yomtov is Asr. Davar Shem is Kavan is Asr, everything is Asr, and talk about. So first find out the Halacha like him that it's Mutter, then we'll talk about Yomtov. They went and they asked, and he said, "Aloch Rabbi Shulam." Also, the comment of Huna, they said, "Nu Amaluhu connect beyond the mutter taka mutter." Which sounds like he's learning that the word is, you know, why you're allowed to pluck the hair is because ain't a miskaven. There's no intention. You didn't intend to pluck the hair either. You were just parting the hair, and hair fall out. In the name of Rav, connect beyond the mutter. Rav himself said that Yomtov is mutter. So now the Gemara wants to understand. You telling me that Rav holds Yomtov mutter? And you're saying it, the only way we understand right now why Yom Tov, the top line of the page, the only way we understand now why Yom Tov is mutter is because Dov Hashem is kaven. What do you mean Dov Hashem is kaven? Because Yidaka didn't even want to pluck. You just parted the hair and things fall out. If that's the word, can't be, why not? Because Rav Mefedesh holds that Dov Hashem is kaven is awesome. How do you know that? We had a Gemara in Ksuvus. Umi Yom Rav Hochi, Yom Rav Chi, 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 that if you have a bottle stopper, you have a barrel of wine or a beer and you put in a shmata there to block it. And I'll do that on Yantar because when you're putting it in, you're squeezing and you're doing schita, you're squeezing the wine. Taste Rate talks about it, it's a psikresha, the loy nichle, because any wine that comes out gets lost, drips out, and the oruch holds the psikresha nichle.
What about the wine? It's 11, you put in the shmata,
that's no problem. We're talking about where you're going into where the wine is. You're, the reason why you're blocking it is you don't want the wine to. or out.
This is done sideways.
Also, lahaduki b'yamatavi. Now I put it in. L'chayda t'adav Hashem is kavan. You have no intention of squeezing. Your intention is of putting in a stopper. And yet we're saying that it's also. So I've hold clearly those numbers also. So how can you hold on yamtiv that you're allowed to part the hairs, and if the hairs fall out, so be it. And for the gemara, what are you talking about? That's something that's different. That's not an ordinary dav Hashem is kavan. That's a dav Hashem is kavan combined with a psikreisha. And a dovish aim is kavan, like kavan of sikreisha, means that everyone agrees that you are also, because if you had kavan for that as well. Why? Because I hear Philip Shimon made the Bible of Novayabai, Rabbo say, made Rab Shimon, the psikreisha loyamos. What happened was in those days, explained to the Rishonim, they used to play ball, catch, not with a Spalding, but with the head of a chicken. So they used to take the cut of the head of a chicken and used to clean it up a little bit, and then used to play ball, had a lot of fun. And what happens on Shabbos? You know, they want to do it, and they say, we have no intention of killing a chicken. In fact, we have no problem. This kid used to do this. So the Makevus Mishnah, and the Rambam has a whole other business. Anyway, so they used to play ball. So it's a question mark. We say it as a statement, but really, psik reisha v'lo yamos. You cut the head of the chicken off and won't die. Even the Chacham Tzvi has a whole truth about what determines death. You know, is it the brain or is it the head, the heart? And he brings a proof. They once cut the head of a chicken. First, once they found a chicken without a heart and it was still alive. Once they cut the head of chicken off, it still jumped around for a very long time, not just a short time. Or others bring. So there's a rochay d'raya that it's the heart that gives life, not the head.
According to
a person, it's a heart. Yeah, okay. So that's an exception. Okay. And our case of here is not a psikreisha. When you part the hairs with this knife, doesn't necessarily mean that it's inevitable that you're going to find hairs falling out. But you're right. However, Rav goes a step further. Rav holds a dovish emes kavim b'chalz osa. Rav chibar ashi, Rav din Rav chibar ashi, Rav halocha ke Rav Yehuda. The halocha is like Rav Yehuda. That what? A dovish emes kavim is osa in all cases. Rav chana b'nami yom shmul. Halocha ke Rav Shimon. Rav chana z'rabam is an emes shmul. The halocha like Rav Shimon. And Rav chibar avovim master. Rav chibar avovim learned the exact same thing, but he learned Beloi Gavri without any people saying in their name. No, Rav Omar straight. Rav said Halachi Rabbi Yehuda, which Dovish Kavan is also from Halachi Rabbi Shimon. So if Rav holds Dovish Amos Kavan is also, how can you tell me that you're allowed to go ahead and part the hairs on Yom Tov because the Dovish Amos Kavan, even though it's a Malach of Kaitzer, but Rav holds with faith Dovish Amos Kavan is also. Ella, Mordechai said, you're right. Let's go back. La Elam Sover Rav Dovish Amos Kavan also. It's also. And therefore, if Dovish is Kavan, it's also. So when it comes back to Pchoyed, you cannot tell me the reason is that Dovish is Kavan. Because it's also. Actually, there's a big machlekes, and there's a long thesis in Yuma, whether this machlekes, Abhud Abshim, and Dovish is Kavan, is also mut, is only in Shabbos or Kol HaTorah Kula. Here we're drawing a connection between Yom Tov, Shabbos, and Pchoyed. I'm saying, since Rav holds that Dovish is Kavan is also by Yom Tov, it's also by Pchoyt. So why are you allowed to part the hair? L'chayt Dov Hashem is Kavim, Hashem is Osir. Which sounds like a Chayt Araya, like that it's a Kol HaTorah Kula. But Taisa did brings in the day that it's only Osir, that according to the Yud, it's only Osir in the Rabbanon, Kol HaTorah Kula, and Shabbos is Osir Matayda. Anyway, but L'chayt is connected to all that. The Taylish Lav Hainu Goyze, so what's the Hetter? You know what the Hetter is? Why Pchoyt? Because plucking is not sharing. That's why. But on Yom Tov, doesn't help, because it's still Koitzer. So how come Rav says Yom Tov Mutter? You know why it says Mutter? The Yom Tov, Hain, the time of the Shari, you're not doing the normal way. How do you normally pull hairs out? With a scissor, whatever it is, with a certain implement. And here you're doing it by hand. It's not the normal way. And Kalach Yad, a major Shini, Kalach Yad, is not Osir.
Who pulls hair out anyway?
Of an animal. You think you're Verschitter.
No, but this is also for the sheep where they have wool and it disrupts.
So how do you
shear sheep from where you have the clippers?
That's why you shear sheep. True. Taisa says over here that we still remain that we're talking about Dovish Amos. We're still talking about a case of Dovish Amos Kavan. So Toilish is, feel this, Toilish is Goizes. Toilish is not Goizes. Toilish is Goizes. It's still Dovish Amos Kavan. And that's why Kalach Yad and Dovish Amos Kavan is totally mutter. Because Kalach Yad is still awesome to Rabbon. Why is the mutter completely? The Chatchila would tell him, go ahead and do it. So Taisa wants to say, in the beginning at least, that here we're still saying, it's talking about it, we're combining them together. Still Dovish Amos Kavan. It's Toilish is Goizes. But Dovish Amos Kavan combined with Kalach Yad, according to Rav, who holds Amos Kavan is Osir, makes it mutter completely.
Goizus is because you want to touch it
into
my garments.
No, that's a separate issue. Goizus is a certain method.
Sorry?
It's a method of how you do it. And Teilish is a different method. So we're saying now that
the whole halacha of Goizus is because you're going to make clothes out of it. If you take a little bit of wood, you can't make clothes out of it.
You're talking about what? You're talking about Shabbos, not Yontif? No, it's Koitzer. It's Goizus and then there's Teilish. Teilish should be Koitzer. If you learn that Goizus, that Teilish is Goizus, then it's Isav Goizus. Teisa says even if you have no intention whatsoever of making a garment, but it's at best a malacha sheitzich leguf, which is the lesser. It's not a dover shame, it's common. Okay. Says in Maravaita, if you look in the last line, ain't lumen malacha sheitzich leguf a malachiyah. It's two different things. Says in Maravaita, you're telling me, the Teilish lav haino geizes, you're telling me that what? Yeah. So we're saying here that Teilish is nothing to do with geizes. It Teilish is, that's why I'm bechayr is mutter, and by yomtiv it's mutter, even though it's kaitzer, it's kalachiyad. Vedigimod, you tell me Teilish not geizes. Let me ask you a question. What time will when it comes to a bird, how Teilish is like konav? If somebody plucks the wing, vahakoytmai, you take the feather, you pluck the feather off, and then you koytmai and you cut off the tips of hamert, and then you smooth it out, you pull off the hairs. Chayiv shalosh chatois, you committed three separate avedas. You did goizes, you did mechatech, you did machet. Ashlokish explains. Teilish, what's the issue of plucking? Chayim shum goizes. Clearly, Ashlokish says that a Teilish is a goizes. What are you telling me that Teilish is not goizes? And it's mutkulachia. Teilish is goizes. Number one, koitim. What's the issue of koitim? Chayim shum mechatech. You're cutting and the mat, it's smoothing. Chayim shum mechatech is smoothing. So, Claude, everything. What are you comparing a bird to a sheep? Shiny konav, wings of a bird are different. The hainu urche. That is the way you do it. You pluck. You don't share the feathers off of a chicken. You pluck it. They didn't have plucking machines in those days, but you pluck, even the machines. But even the machines, what do? They pull out. Especially if they use, we can't use hot water, but if they use hot water, they just easily come out. We can't, because then you can't salt it afterwards. You cooked it a little bit. Okay, let's continue. We're still unhappy. Umidirav sova kirabi yesi ben amshulam. Sin barav paskins like abi yesi ben amshulam. That you're allowed to be toilish by a bchoir. Then it must be that abi yesi ben amshulam sova kirab. Then I must assume that abi yesi shum holds like rav. That a dove shame is kavin is awesome. So let me ask a question. The sova abi yesi ben amshulam, does he hold? Because if Rabbi Yisim ben Amshulam holds the Dovah Shem is Kavan and Mutter, then that would be his reason. How does Rav know to Paskin that Teilish is Geizes? Maybe that Rabbi Yisim ben Amshulam's reason is that Teilish is not Geizes, maybe Teilish is Geizes, and the reason why it's Mutter is Dovah Shem is Kavan. And Rav holds this Osir. How can he Paskin Yisim ben Amshulam? Must be that he understood that Rabbi Yisim ben Amshulam holds Dovah Shem is Kavan is Osir, and the reason why it's Mutter is because Teilish is not Geizes. No, so that must be the reason Shum holds the Dovah Shem is Kavan is us, like Rav. I have a question. We know by a Parah Dume, you're not allowed to have two black hairs. What happens if the tips are red and the rest of it is black? Machlekes are showing him how to have the gears in the Gemara. Whether the end point is red and the growth is black, or the Rashi learns it the other way around. That the fascicles are red, and you can see it a little bit visible, and the rest of it is black. It's kosher, because it's considered red here. But what do? You don't want it to look black. So Rabbi Yeshi ben Amshulam saw Dovid Kavan. Also, you want to say, also, time we learn, stay siders, you have two hairs on a poradume. He couldn't mighty. So the fascicles are red, the roishon mashche, but the rest of the hair is black. Rabbi Yeshi ben Amshulam, goizit ben misparayim. You can go ahead and cut it with a scissor, and you leave the red part. Now, l'chayda, poradume is kachim. And kachim, you're not allowed to shear the wool. How you allowed to cut it? The ain't a choishes, because you're not shearing it. You're just cutting it, plucking. But here, you're plucking with an instrument. But we're considering here plucking with an instrument like plucking. The chiluk in plucking and shearing is not hand or instrument. It's a certain kind. Instrument is a different kind of an instrument altogether. Instrument, you go, you know, with that shaver, you go straight to the skin and you pull off. Here, whether you use a scissor, you use a finger, you're taking you're pulling out the ends of it. It's not the same thing. So l'chayde, we see clearly from here that he holds, and we're not worried. Why are you worried? Because it's a dover shem miskaven. You have no interest whatsoever in shearing. What your interest here is is what do you call it? Is in fixing up the parado.
This parado is an expectation that you check with a magnifying glass to see if it's your color.
Two black hairs. You need a magnifying glass. It's talking about according to Rashi. It's
two black hairs next to each other.
No. Yeah, but even but yeah, you have to look everywhere. But black hair stands out. If everything is red, and you have a black hair. No. Remember a few years ago they found that they found some red heifer somewhere. Yeah, but it turned out to be it wasn't perfect. Sadiq Mada, shiny potter is different. The labas gizu, there's no Easter whatsoever to what do you call it, to share the wool of a potter, no problem. It's not awesome at all. Giza is not awesome, so what's the problem here? Vatanya, didn't we learn? It says in Pasik, Leisava, you shouldn't work with Bchay Sharcha, you shouldn't work with the Bchay of Yeshari, but Leisaga, nor should you share Bchay Tzanecha. So when it comes to Isav sharing, it talks about sheep. And when it comes to Isav work, it talks about a Shair. The Engli, El Shair Bavoy, you're not allowed to work with your ox. And Vitzayin Begizo, a sheep was sharing, a Kachim, Menayin Litin, as a Omer Shalzeb, as a Omer Shalzeb, as a Haino, you just go to each other. Tamaloyme, Leisaga, Veloisaga, you shouldn't, says another. It says Leisaga is Veloisaga is, which means there's an extra vav to tell you that or that all kachim, even the cow, you're not allowed to share. So it goes back to my question by Parah Duma, how come you're allowed to cut since the tailish's gazes? Yeah, as how you allowed to do that? Sorry, how you allowed to share the wall and dover shem eskavim those dover eskavim that be told the chazal legrav. Says the Gemara, shiny potter, it's not a carbon. The kachim bedek abayisi. Remember, because it's not a, in certain respects, it's like a carbon, and it isn't because you do it outside the base of Mikdash. You do it outside the base of Mikdash, therefore it's not considered a carbon. You burn everything outside the base of Mikdash. Says, what are you talking about? Vomar abalezer, kachim bedek abayisi, even kachim bedek abayisi. You dedicate an animal to abayisi. You're not allowed to share the wool, or you know, can you work with it? What's a chiluk? Goes back to my question, why is Abayisi allowed to share the wool other than the fact that it's not a shame, it's carbon? And for the Gemara, that's only awesome with the Rabban. And that's nothing but you. It's still awesome in the Rabbanon. Yet Rabbi Yehoshua says you permitted the Chatchila to go ahead and cut part of those hairs. Elo shiny part of Lashkicha. How many paradumas were there all together? Moshe Rabbeinu made one, and it lasted throughout the entire first base of Mikdash. Ezra made the second one, and then during the second base of Mikdash, you had to have seven more. So there's a total of nine, and Moshe will make the tenth. So Sachakul over since Moshe Rabbeinu to the end of the second base of Mikdash, over almost 2,000 years, there was. What do you call it? Nine paradumas. So it's definitely leshkicha. So the Rabbanon didn't put their gzeira on to paraduma, which is hard to understand because there's no specific gzeira on paraduma. The gzeira is on kachet bedek abayis. And who cares if the paraduma is not shkich? You make a gzeira that also made the Rabbanon to go ahead and share kachet bedek abayis, and automatically paraduma is included. So it's different than a normal misle shkicha. We're not going to make a separate gzeira on this. But here we don't have to make a gzeira on paraduma. We said there's a difference of shvus gadol or shvus katan. But you're not allowed to bedek abayis. You're not allowed to share the wool. So forget the paraduma. Yeah, the rabbanon made an issa. No, not even the rabbanon. We say there's no rabbanon. The rabbanon is made an issa for outside the base of Mikdash, and the shaila doesn't apply to the base of Mikdash. So we say that kain mazizin shvus katan doesn't exist. Shvus gadol heading end of Eidavin. Shvus gadol, you know, remains in the base of Mikdash. But this was specifically made for kachet bedek abayis, that it should be aser. So that's different. Ella shiny parlishkicha, it's not shkiach. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. The lecho, instead of going ahead and saying lechatchil, you do it and relying on the fact that mikolishkicha. Maybe the Gemara's question is because it says shvacha milshalishkicha. This is not the normal case of milshalishkicha. Maybe the lechola. Why aren't we mechlin? Why don't we take the paraduma? Why don't we transfer the money to transfer the grush of the paraduma to money? And then, so it's not kodesh anymore, paraduma, and then go ahead and do whatever you have to do, cut the hairs off, and then buy it back. And this way, you don't have to rely on any of the kulas, muzlah shkicha. Why don't we then go ahead and swap it, the lifka lechulin, take the paraduma and transfer it to chulin, the ligaza, and then share it, and then go ahead and make it holy again. And for the Gemara, the Meir Yekarim, you know how much money a Paradum, it's the story of Dama ben Asinah, you know how much money it cost? Who can afford it? The Beis Hamikdash didn't always have so much money in the treasure, in the treasury. So therefore...
If he's smart.
But you have to be an expert, you said. You have to be able to... You have to have a good eye for these things. For the Gemara... The question is, when the Chachamim bought it for the Beis Hamikdash, why didn't they check it right then and there and fix it? Or right then and there, bring the experts in, fix it up, whatever has to be fixed up, and take it before. Unless it grew, maybe afterwards. We have the famous Shmuel that we quote everywhere in Shas. The Amar who says that Hegdish Shavim Mana Shechila Shav Prutta Mechul, that if the Hegdish is worth $100, and if you don't use a Prutta to exchange it, it also works. Says the Gemara, that's only been the Eved. Eim Adam Shmuel Shechil Lechatchila. Lechatchila Miyama. Who said Lechatchila? So therefore, since it's only been the Eved, we have no Breda. We're going to rely on Milsa Lashkicha. Or Eboi Seim, another answer is, Rav Savalok Rav Yisim Meshulam. But who told you Rav Yisim Meshulam? Who told you Meshulam holds like Rav? He doesn't. Rav Yisim Meshulam can hold different reasons why he holds you allowed to pluck for here. Maybe Taka holds the reasons because Dover Shem is Kavan. But the Rav says, I'll paskin like him, but for a different reason. Because Talish is not Goises.
It's not
a
value, it's just a transfer.
If what? We have no choice. This is Mamish B'Yevet. We're in a case of B'Yevet today. We have no Breda. Look at what if a Talish is a Sahar, you can pluck the hair, B'Vachala Yazi Zenim and Kaimai, don't move it from its original place. Let it stay, remain there. Otherwise, it looks like shearing. I hold that plucking is only if you do it by hand. If you use some instrument like a tweezer to pull out hairs, even though you're plucking, not shearing, that already is usav. Sounds like in the Mishnah you can use part with a knife, a long, long knife. So we're using an instrument, and yet he calls it plucking. Well, you misunderstood the Mishnah. You're plucking with your hand to make room for this chalif, for this knife to be able to shecht with. So too, you're allowed to pluck the hair in order to show the kohen or to a chacham to show him the mum. In the case of a mum, is one thing shechting. What about a mum? Is it a chatchil or b'diavad that we allow to pluck the hairs? I'm going to be in touch by coming here. Tzemer hamas subboys. What happens? You have wools, you know, that get tangled in the ear, and there's a mum, you know, that's covered by the hair in the ear. What do you do? Rabbi Yisim Shlomim, toil shoy lechatchila. Go ahead and pluck it. Do mareyu es mumi shol mum. Shmamino lechatchila shmamino. Klar, you allowed to do lechatchila. Amori said, afanana mitanina, and we learned. Somebody cuts the hair, leaders, mokamum, my vechain. What do you mean vechain? The Mishnah says, and the same thing applies. Vechain sounds like, we're going to learn right now, the vechain sounds like, just like by the teshech, lechatchila, you're allowed to pluck the hair. So too, to show a mum, lechatchila, because vechain means the same din. How else can you learn pshat vechain? If you can tell me, you can argue. No, you know what lechain means. Shalom, yazim, mekayim, just like in the first case, you're not allowed to remove the plucked hair. Over here, you're not allowed to move up here. I need to tell me that. Hashta madar sheichet, madar sheichet. This chitosim mochachalav. When you shech, it's very visible to everybody why you pluck the hair. Not because you want the hair. You're doing it in order to shech. Everybody can see that the animal is alive to now and is dead 5 minutes later. Lo yazizenu. Yet we don't want you to move the hair because it looks like cutting leaders mokum ubaya. So when you only want to see the mokum, nobody knows why you show you sharing the hair. They don't know you bring a chacham in, and even the chacham sees it's not visible. Surely there's modest iron over there. You need the mission to tell me that you're not allowed to remove the hair. Must be what's vechein telling you that just like with the lechatchila here too. Even in this case, it's chatchila. Lava toilish mamin lechatchila shmamino lechatchila. Next mission. Look, the Mishnah. Sar bechir balmum, the hair of a bechir, that's a balmum, shenosha. The hair of a bechir, that's a balmum. A bechir balmum, what you do is you shech the coin, eats it. So what about hair? Shenosha, that fell down, it fell while the animal was alive. The question is, can you eat it after you shechta? While the animal's alive, maybe you cannot have hanor from the hair, from the sharings. And even though it fell down by itself, you cannot have any hanor from the sharings. But after you shechta the animal, can you have hanor from the hair that fell down while it was alive? V'hinicha b'chalayin. You placed it in a place, in a box or something. V'achakach, and afterwards, shachatoi, and then you shechted it, akav yibimen halal matit. He says that the hair that fell down while it's alive, even though maybe it was asa b'hanot to use it while it's alive, but now once you shechted it, you can use it. You can use it. The din is absolutely hamikdashim. What calls man the animal, you can't use the animal. And it has a mum. What calls man has a mum, as a psul hamikdashim, you now do avoid with it, nor you allowed to do giza. So anything that falls off the animal is asa b'hana. Once you shechted it, and everything is mutter. So the question is, hair that fell down while it was alive, and then you shechted it, what happens to that hair? To that, I'm not sure what they call sa'ad when we're talking about tzemer here. But anyway, what happens to that wool? Quiet. Just like shechita allows you to eat the meat. It also allows you to have to have another from the hair. Okay. The chachamim oisin, the chacham aser. Why do the aser midrabban? They say that if you're going to allow them, we'll see later in the Gemara what's going on. There's two ways of learning shot. But if you're going to allow them to use the hair while it's alive, if they know that the hair that falls down while it's alive, you could use it later on, they're going to keep sustain the animal and leave it alive as long as possible because the animal keeps on growing more and more wool. Once it's dead, you can't grow wool anymore. They'll keep the animal alive as long as possible so the animal can keep have full of wool, and hair does fall down eventually, so they'll have more hair. And the shayli, and we don't encourage people to have psulei magdashim hanging around because you might work with it. You might share it later, which is awesome. We want you to eliminate the animal as soon as possible. So we're not going to allow you to have any benefit from the animal while it's alive, even after you shechted it. Okay. David Abiyud, that's Abiyud's version of the Machlekes. Amalei Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Leiba zehiter akav min hal. It's not what akav min hal is matir. The Gemara will soon explain what exactly he holds. Ella, what does akav min hal say? Besir b'chayr balmum. That the hair, the wool of a b'chayr balmum, shenosha that fell down, v'hinicha b'chalayn. The arikach meis. It didn't shecht it, it died on its own. So what would he hold if he shechted it? And the chacham oisin. So it's not clear what's going on here. What's he saying different than the Abihud's version of the Machlekes? So what would you hold of shechting? What would you hold of shechting? Shechting should be better, not worse. Shechting allows you to eat the meat. Surely should allow you to eat the wool. When it died, but... Sorry? Both cases of Balmum. What do you mean? Market for yourself, not for the Bezbeach. A koyin about b'chayr, sorry, not taif, a koyin about b'chayr eats it. So it's difficult to understand exactly what's going on, and the Gemara will explain. You shecht it and eat it. And you remember you said you're not allowed to sell it in Italy's, you can sell it from your house, but not, you know. You have to keep it more like private than, you know, use it for commercial purposes. But while the animal's alive, you're not doing a giza, you're not doing a sharing, you're not doing a avoid with it. And you shecht it, you can eat it. Says the Gemara, what about semer hameduldo? What about we have wool hanging? The pchayit et shenida im hagiza. Let's say that, you know, it's semer that fell off, but it remains stuck in with the rest of the wool. It does not falling off. And after it died, what happened now? Or whatever happened. So we say im hagiza, anything which looks like, you know, it's buried inside and looks like it's part of the rest of the wool, then mutter. There's no problem of marasai, no problem in the earth. But the esha enida, let's say it's sticking out above all the other hairs, then im hagiza also, that's also. Says the Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ha meklal de osir. It sounds like what's that word missing there? It says Abayisi says this is not what a kavi b'mahal matter. In other words, a kavi b'mahal sounds like he's asin this case. Abayisi is saying he had asin that if you shechted it and any of the hairs that fell down while it was alive, it's osir. Meklal de osir. See, but hold on, what that is osir doesn't make sense. Hash to b'meis shori madach if it died a natural death. You're telling me that the kav min hal holds, that the hairs that are put in the chaloin are mutter, is shachtu, and what happened? The animal died natural death. You can't do anything with it. You got to bury the whole animal. And you tell me that the hairs are mutter. So when you shachtu, when you're allowed to eat the whole animal, you tell me the hairs then are usher. Klepnisht. Shachtu meboi, surely there's a mutter. It doesn't make sense. Not only do you let it eat the meat, the wool that after you shechted, you let it have enough from the wool once you shechted the animal. So how can it be the wool that was there from before is awesome? It doesn't make sense. Ella, this is how we learn pshat. Hachikama. Loi bezehiter akavi. V'chomer, not that lo bezehiter. Two words are missing. This is not the machlekes of akavi and chacham, where akavi says mutter and chacham say yaseh. Chacham also might do that it's mutter then. The chacham might do, if you shechted the animal, just like the meat you're allowed to eat, and just like the new wool you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to have the wool that was fellow before. The machlekes is if it died a natural death where you cannot benefit from the animal right now. So what about the hair that fell down while I was alive? Loi bezehiter akavi chomeisen. Not at all. Elam b'shachte divrei hakol shori. Everyone agrees if you shachted it, definitely it's mutter because now you're allowed to have the new wool. You're allowed to enjoy. Surely the wool that you fell before you're allowed to enjoy as well. Keep pligim a mess. Only machlekes is if it died a natural death. That's how we limp shot here. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi says. Omer Ishlokish. Ishlokish says machlekes. You know when they're arguing b'shehitirei mumcha. The machlekes is if a mumcha comes along and eskens along as matter the b'chayr, before the, any wool fell down, first of all, a mumcha came along and said it's mutter, and then some wool fell down. So then, since we know for sure there's a mum here, because without a mumcha coming along and declaring it's a mum, remember we said before, we don't trust the balabas. So if a mumcha came along and declared that it's a mum, so the abundance say, look, any here that falls down, we're going to ask him, you know why? Because we're scared. He knows that he can shech whenever he wants. He's going to let the animal roam around as long as possible to gain as much hair as possible, wool as possible, so that he can, it'll fall off, and then he will shech it and enjoy it. So the chama worried. The Masava Gazrin, the Chum Hall, were worried. Dilma Osilish, who he might delay it, the Masava Legazim, were not worried. And therefore, the Kabin Hall says that it's mutter. Avaloi Tiroi Mumch, if a Mumch never came along and acted along and said mutter, they were hakalosir. Then everyone holds that it's also why? Because we view it as there's no Mum here whatsoever. It's a tam, it's a whole animal. And what's in it by Kachim? Kachim, you don't have any hand off from the Gazes whatsoever. Even a Kavi will be made that it's also. And why? Because Akavi is made, I'll make a gzeda as well. Even though the Issa is a share, but it fell off on its own. Akavi is made that you're not going to bring the carbon. If this is a tam, then I'm worried. You're not going to bring it to the Mizbeach. You're going to delay it until maybe it'll get a mum or something and you'll want here to grow. And that I don't want. Because I have a much bigger concern here. I'm not worried about the hairs. I'm worried about that the animal will turn into mum. I'm not worried about Psulim Mekdashim that you're going to work with it. That I'm not worried about. But I'm worried about an animal that's shaykh, because even though you think there's a mum, no mum positively declared it so. So we're scared that you're going to leave the animal wandering about and then you won't bring it in his bech. Or if you will bring it, by the time you bring his bech, have a mum. And that I am worried about. Mosiv Rav Sheish, there's a question. It says in the Baraisa, Bali Mumin Oisin Bekoshu. It says that what happens, this is how we sort of brise it, if an animal with a mum got mixed up with 1,000 animals that have no mum, they're all asa to the mizbech. Kosher, even one animal to a ratio of 1 to 1,000, you cannot bring, because every animal is a suffering. Maybe that is the one that has the mum. Obviously, we can't find the mum right now. So therefore, you could bring no animal to the mizbech. Come along, Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi says, Yivukur, you should examine it. And what do you mean examine? What's he trying to say? Remember the machlekes? What a chomel? You don't examine it. What's going on here? Vadim, which one is that? Mayivaka. What do you mean examine? Ilema the bal mumhum. If you tell me examine whether you can find the mum, and once you find the mum, pull out that animal, and then the rest of mutter. But if you don't find it, then it's also. And what a tanakam hold that even if you found the animal with the mum, you cannot bring any of the other animals. Why not? Once you found the animal with the mum, you remove it, and the rest you can bring. Extricate it. Velishkli mekal tanakam oh my lab. How can that be? So what's pshat? And Omer of Nachman. So to answer this question, so Omer of Nachman. This is all leading up to our question. And for Omer of Nachman, Omer Abaravu. You know what the answer is? We're not talking about an animal that got mixed up with other animals. We're talking about begizas, the shearings of an animal. If we're talking about here that the shearings of an animal of a b'chayr balmum askinen, shenis arvu begizah chulin got mixed up with the shearings of other animals. Got mixed up with other shearings, and now, the shayah, what do you do? Well, man tana kama Rabbi Yehuda. The first tana is Rabbi Yehuda, you hold Amar Lishchita. Even if you shechted it, Asir Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Rabbanon, even if you shechted it, the shearings are Asir. And the problem is that the shearings of a shechted animal got mixed up with the shearings of other geshechted animals. What do you do? Who's the one that holds that it's Asir? Only Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbi Yehisi Letamei. And Rabbi Yasi is consistent with his view here, who holds that if he shechted it, everyone is minded that it's mutter. The Amr says, Nishchetu, shut up on everyone who's mutter. Now, Uktoni, Rabbi Yasi says, Yevuker. Now, what do you have to check? If the case is simple as that, that shearing, Rabbi Yechi says that according to the Kavir, that it's mutter, everyone is made that if you shecht an animal, the shearing has become mutter. So what are you checking for? Everything is mutter. So Mayivuka, what do you have to check for? You have to check, lav, don't you have to check for to see, Yevuka, you got to bring it to Chacham and determine, you have to work out whether it's a permanent mum or temporary mum. It seems that no mumcha came along and he said, you should check it out. If a mumcha already was there, what do you have to check out? You already know the answer. If it's a transitory or transient, what do you call it? Mum, or if it's a permanent mum. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean when he says check out? Very simple. That if it's a permanent mum, then the shearing is not mutter. If it's a temporary mum, then it's only, then it's a tam. And a tam, everyone agrees, you're not allowed to have, remember, you're not allowed to have any of the shearings. It's a kash and a shlokish. The shlokish said that there's no isid unless a mumcha came along. Omar of Zrava, you messed up. No, loy, yivukim, you know what yivukim means? Iyitir mumcha in vi loy loy. Yivukim doesn't mean that you should personally go and investigate the animal. It means find out. If a mumcha already determined that this is this, then that's how it is. If not, not. Kisolik, Ravin. When the Ravin came, Omar of the Shmaita Kamed Rav Yimei, he said over the story for Rav Yimei. Yeah, when he went back to Tzrol, he said over for Rav Yimei, the famous Rav Yimei who loved us. Omar, he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, he said it so many times, like ad nauseum. Bavloi Tipshoi, why the Tipshim? Mishum the Yasvi, sometimes he said because they eat a lot of dates. But he said, Mishum the Yasvi Ba'ad the Chashecha, they sit in a very low lying land. So it's a land considered of darkness. And Amrish Maite the Machchan, so therefore they say things which are vague and nebulous and things which are very krum. Very krum. Didn't they hear what Rabbi Yechon said, which is hard to understand? In Babel, they had to hear what Rabbi Yechon said as well. And if they didn't hear it, therefore it makes them tipshoi. It's a bit rough. It's a bit rough what he's saying over here. But anyway, so he's saying over here, didn't they hear what Rabbi Abba said in Rabbi Yechon? You guys decided we're talking about shearings. You misunderstood the whole braisa. It's taka talking about an animal. Talking about one animal that that got mixed up with all other animals. And Rabbi says, check it out for the mum. No, what's the Tanakam hold? That was our problem. What's the Tanakam hold? If you found the mum and you extricated it, it's not good enough. Yes, it's taka not good enough. Why not? So you give two versions of an answer. One way of learning is that it's talking about they looked through all the thousand animals and they couldn't find an animal for the mum. What do you do now? And that's the machlekes from Rabbi Yeshi Tanakama. Rabbi Yeshi says if you couldn't find the mum, that proved that the mum was a transient mum, and it's gone, and it's mutter. And Tanakama says if you couldn't find a mum, it means you didn't look good enough. And therefore, none of them are kosher. And where do we find such a machlekes? It's now we learned. What happens, you knew there was some tumma under a few rocks, and the three piles of rocks, then you don't remember where the tumma is. You looked under one, you couldn't find it, so that's tar. You looked at the second one, you couldn't find it, that's tar. You looked at the third, you couldn't find it. Ah! So according to one opinion, all three now become tummy, because there must be a tumma somewhere. And according to the Rabbanan, no, maybe the tumma is gone. So, it's not. Let's say you knew there was tummy there before, now you don't know. You gotta find it. You don't find it, all three remain tummy. However, the Chachamim say, you got to dig at Shemagia l'selo l'psulo. No, you look to the rich virgin soil, and if you don't find the tumah there at all under all three piles of rocks, it's gone, and it's mutter. Same machlekes here. Tanakama says that it's like a male, it's osir, because if he couldn't find the animal, the mum, they're all osir, and they're mutter. That's one way of understanding it. But we're talking about the animals, not the shearings. Don't do with the shlokish's case about a mumcha. Rav Asi Yomar, Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yechna, Machleikis, Kishabodig a matzah. Forget. We had the same thing in Pesach. Remember, you had a mouse took away your chametz, and then you came back in the shilas. Is it the same one that you had before or not? Same here. A machleik, Kishabodig, you went through 1,000 cows, umatzah, and you found one with a mum. Can you assume that that's the one that the chetchil was lost, or maybe there's another one there as well? We learned, you knew that somebody was buried there, and then you forgot where it was. So, anybody walks in there, Tomek, it's a Suffolk, it's a cemetery. Then you looked around, you found there a grave. Then you walk in the tar. Why are you tar? Because I'm assuming only the four amas around that cave, Shani Oimer. Who cave is Shavit, who cave is Nimtz? It's only that grave. Dive Rebbe. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Tibodek kol hasadah kula. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you got to check out the entire field. In other words, even though you found the grave, who said that's the grave that was there before? Maybe there were two graves there. Same machlekes there. You found one animal, you got to continue checking. That's the machlekes. New for the Gemara, but Rabbi Asi, my time alone, Rabbi Chia. Why does Rabbi Asi like Rabbi Chia? But Abba, I'm Rabbi Shlai, I got why by Tumma do I say that if he couldn't find any of the three, we say that's it, the tomb is gone. But came along a raven or a crow and took it away. But a mouse came and took it away. We can rationally explain why the tomb is no longer there. But if there was a mum, like we know was there, what happened to it? Obviously, he didn't check good enough. No, maybe it was a temporary moment, that's it. And got cured. Why is it like Ravasi? Maybe there's another one there. Bishleim saw the dark people buried dead in the fields. Okay, hecha the kovah high, kovah in shchina. Just like you buried one, you know there's about one grave, might be another grave there. Elokotchim kivon the bot kolon v'kaima derchayu lemeibel mumma. If you found an animal in the mum, you think it'll be more? You think people put mumim in kotchim? Of course not. V'idach agav the mingicha hadod. The animals do not behave; they gore each other. Shchir b'hum mumma. Even though the animals are tam, it's still quite common that they gore each other and they inflict movement on each other. Meisel has a question. If somebody plucks wool from a complete pchoid, so even though that there was a mum there, v'shachti aser aser. So what happened there? Somebody plucks wool from a b'chayr tam, even though that afterwards there was a mum, and you shecht it, asa. Time, it seems to me, why is it asa? No, after the shechita, we still won't allow you to have the hair. It's tam, because it was at the time, it was a tam. And we don't, even a kavan halos moide, we don't want a tam hanging around, because you might have a mum and you lose the mizbech. Time, the tam. Ha bal mum, shari. Sounds to me that a bal mum, it would have been mutter. Ava babshal, he didn't mumchim, no mumchim wasn't matter it. You said if it wasn't a mumchim, it's as if it's a tam. So Mura says, no. Tana, you misunderstood. Kol heich, let him mumchim, tam karele. That's talking about what a tam is. You think because the owner thinks it's a mum, it's already called a bal mum. No. Kol's man, a mumchim, didn't check it out. It's not considered a bal mum. So Gemara says, Leinu ketanai, a little bit further. Leinu ketanai, hatoilish, tzembe b'chay tam, if somebody plucks wool from a b'chayr tam, afa pishenele b'mum, even though it has a mum, v'shachta yen shachter it, so you plucked the hair while it was a tam. Aser is aser. What about a b'chayr balmum? What about it was a b'chayr mum, shetolosh remena, that it fell from it, v'achka mesa died, a kavim hal mate, that's when his matacham oisin. They're only arguing it was a balmum, not a tam. Om Rabbi Yehuda, so that's Rabbi Yeshi's version of the story. Om Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi b'zehit rakav mahal, rakav mahal." That's not what he's matel. B'sab choy balmum shenoshet. Wait, exactly the way Rabbi Yehuda said on Mishnah. V'nicha bechalom v'agi shachter b'zeh rakav mahal matacham oisin. Om, should we stop here? Anything? You don't need to serve a watch. We'll do this part tomorrow.